This is Danielle Jaworowiecka with the BBC News. Hello. A US federal judge has dismissed charges against two high-profile officials who've previously investigated Donald Trump. The judge ruled that Lindsay Halligan, the prosecutor overseeing both cases, had been hired unlawfully. The former FBI director James Comey and the New York Attorney General Letitia James have welcomed the ruling. The White House press secretary Caroline Levitt was asked how President Trump had reacted to the charges being dismissed.
His reaction was, we've seen this before. We've seen partisan judges take unprecedented steps to try to intervene in accountability before, but we're not going to give up. And I know that the Department of Justice intends to appeal these rulings very soon if they haven't already.
Our correspondent in Washington, Nomia Iqbal, says it's hard to see what route the department would take for an appeal.
So much of the argument that James Comey and Letitia James made was that they were persecuted by President Trump. They were targeted. The White House denied that, saying he did not direct the Attorney General Pam Bondi to go after them. He was just saying that they are guilty of these crimes.
President Zelensky has said he will discuss sensitive topics arising from a US-backed peace plan with Donald Trump after days of intensive diplomacy. The Ukrainian leader said the revised framework now included many correct points following the talks with US officials in Geneva. The original proposals, modelled on Russian demands, had caused strong concern in Kyiv and other European capitals. Our State Department correspondent is Tom Bateman.
We don't know what has actually made its way into the latest draft of the American peace plan after those discussions in Geneva. And that is critical because what you're seeing here is the Ukrainians with their European allies desperately trying to get their red lines reinstated into the document. And the key one for them is that issue about territory and not allowing Russia to grab, in their view, more land, more territory than it's already conquered. And that being an absolute red line and a key principle about territorial sovereignty.
Activists have accused the Nigerian authorities of ignoring a kidnapping crisis and have called for the rescue of students abducted in the north last week. The Bring Back Our Girls movement drew attention to hundreds of children taken in Chibok over a decade ago. It's urged officials to stop negotiating with kidnappers and prosecute those responsible for past security failures. The local Christian Association says more than 300 children were kidnapped in Niger State on Friday, but the state governor claims the true figure is far lower. Venezuela has dismissed a US move to designate a drug cartel allegedly led by President Nicolas Maduro as a terrorist organization, calling it a ridiculous hoax. The foreign ministry said the Cartel de los Soles did not exist and accused Washington of fabricating the claim to justify regime change. World News from the BBC. Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces have announced a three-month humanitarian ceasefire with the Sudanese army. It comes a day after the army dismissed a truce proposal from international mediators saying it favoured the RSF. Previous ceasefire agreements have collapsed. The ceasefire announcement was made in a recorded video message by the RSF commander Mohamed Hamdan Daglo. President Trump has begun the process of having the United States designate certain chapters of the Muslim Brotherhood political movement as foreign terrorist organizations. Designation would trigger a wide range of sanctions against the proscribed branches. His order specifically mentions chapters in Lebanon, Jordan and Egypt. It accuses them of engaging in or facilitating violence and destabilization that harms their own regions as well as US citizens and interests. Mexican police have arrested a man accused of recruiting people involved in the murder of a popular mayor who was known for speaking out against drug gangs. Local media named the suspect as Yasiel Antonio Herrera Torres, who's alleged to be a key recruiter for organised crime. The murder of Carlos Manzu, the mayor of Urapan, caused widespread anger in Mexico. Seven of his bodyguards have been arrested on suspicion of involvement. A 65-year-old woman in Thailand, whom relatives believed had died, has been discovered alive in her coffin just moments before her planned cremation. Her family said local officials had declared her to be dead after a long illness. Sophie Glass-Ryan reports.
The following day, her brother placed her in a coffin and drove it to a Buddhist temple on the outskirts of Bangkok for cremation. Temple staff were talking to the brother when they were startled to hear a faint knocking coming from the coffin. When they opened the lid, they saw the woman opening her eyes. She was sent to a nearby hospital for immediate treatment, where doctor confirmed the woman had experienced critically low blood sugar.
BBC News.